From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. State park officials in Wisconsin found pond scum in the waters of Lake Superior, a discovery that might be linked to warmer water temperatures. A Wisconsin Public Radio report says about 2 miles of coastline from Cornucopia to the Apostle Islands sea caves had a light coating of blue-green algae. Apostle Islands resource manager Julie Van Stapen says it's unusual to have any kind of algae blooms in the lake. She says the water temperature is 67 degrees, whereas it's usually about 58 degrees. Lake Superior is experiencing some of its hottest water temperatures in the past 30 years. Some parts of the Big Lake are reporting 20 degrees above average as we enter into August. Meteorologist Mike Stewart said, quote, "It has been the warmest summer in 142 years of data gathering in the Duluth area." Nancy Larson is with the State Department of Natural Resources, and she says the scum is a result of several factors, including warmer temperatures and flooding that carried nutrients into the lake. Much of the algae has broken up, but Larson says it's possible it could return. An ambitious effort to raise 70 Department of Defense barrels dumped into Lake Superior 50 years ago got underway this week. Almost 1,500 of the 55-gallon drums were unloaded in three sites a couple of miles east of Duluth from 1958 to 1962, which is about 2 miles from Duluth's water intake between the Lester and Knife Rivers in Lake Superior. For years, there's been a debate about what's actually in the barrels. Federal officials say they contain concrete and scrap munitions parts that pose no danger to people or the environment. But environmental and American Indian activists believe the barrels might contain toxic radioactive materials. The U.S. Coast Guard established a safety zone around the recovery tug barge. The zone went into effect Monday and will be enforced until operations are completed. While it's in effect, boaters are not to come within 700 feet of the barge. The Lake Superior School District Board has picked Duluth educator Bill Crandall as its next superintendent, just weeks after dropping the contract of former superintendent Phil Minkinen. According to the Duluth News Tribune, Crandall is a former assistant principal at Two Harbors High School. The job in Two Harbors was his first as an administrator. Since leaving Two Harbors, he worked as the principal at Barnum High School for 1 year and was in the Duluth School District the past 6 years, where he first oversaw the teaching component of residential and day treatment programs. He then served as a principal for the Duluth Area Learning Center. Several people were escorted out of the federal courthouse and office building in Duluth on Monday by Duluth police after they refused to leave when asked by federal security guards. The Duluth News Tribune reports several members of Take Action Minnesota and others acting on their own were trying to meet with the staff of Representative Chip Kravac when the incident occurred. Duluth police officer Jim Hansen said police were called by Federal Protective Service, as some in the group had been asked to leave and refused. Those who did not have an appointment were told they could be charged with trespassing. They eventually left with officers and none were arrested. Only one member of the group had an appointment with Kravac's staff and did meet with them. But when others arrived and also asked to meet with the congressman's staff, security personnel arrived. People escorted out of the building said it was not Kravac's staff who asked them to leave, but the contract guards for the Federal Protective Service Agency. Several people involved said they wanted to talk to Kravac's staff and hoped to have a conference call with Kravac himself on the upcoming House vote on the so-called Bush tax cuts. Those in the office were also trying to pin down a date for Kravac's town hall meeting in Duluth. Legislation that would order the U.S. Forest Service to trade 86,000 acres of state land locked inside the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness for federal land outside the wilderness passed the full House Natural Resources Committee Wednesday afternoon in Washington. The Duluth News Tribune reports H.R. 5544, sponsored by U.S. Representative Chip Kravac, will now go on to the full House. The bill seeks to settle an issue that arose in 1978 when Congress drew the current boundaries for the BWCAW and didn't account for the state land within those boundaries. Discussions often have occurred on how to solve the issue, but have never before advanced this far. Kravac's bill is supported by mining and timber industries in Minnesota, as well as northern politicians who say the time is long past due to compensate Minnesota for land that's been essentially managed as part of the 1.1 million acre federal wilderness for decades. But critics, especially conservation and environmental groups, say the bill is a thinly veiled effort to relax environmental protections on the 86,000 acres of land outside the boundary waters by moving it from federal to state control. The bill has not yet been introduced in the Senate. The federal land likely to be part of the trade is north of the Iron Range within the Superior National Forest, much of it in areas being considered for Minnesota's first ever wave of copper mines. U.S. Small Business Administration has announced that certain private nonprofit organizations in Minnesota that do not provide critical services of a governmental nature may be eligible to apply for low-interest rate disaster loans. These loans are available as a result of a presidential disaster declaration for public assistance resulting from damages caused by severe storms and flooding that occurred on June 14th through 21st of this year. Organizations located in Cook, Lake, and St. Louis counties, as well as the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, are eligible to apply. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.